The KFC Breakfast Show Podcast.
In the anniversaries today, this day in 1989, Sex Aid was launched. You remember this? Yeah. It asked people to give 25 pence every time they had sex.
Really?
Yeah. Apparently, Rossi said it costs a lot more than that normally, but.
He was made up, wasn't
yeah.
he?
Yeah, I can't have thinking they would have raised more money if they'd have asked people to give money every time they wanted sex. Not habit, but every time they wanted it.
Or thought about it.
Because yeah. I know this morning I thought about it once.
Yeah, right.
Every 30 seconds.
Isn't it? Every 30 seconds men think about sex.
Yeah.
I think I'm more like a man, you know.
I think you are as well. And you know what I think? This is the hairs on your chest. That go right down to your town halls. Right, it's 8:27. I apologise. I'm sorry if you have any breakfast this morning. Especially with your plums. Right, good morning. It's Thursday, 5th of April. We've got Biffo the Cosmic Raver hanging on the line. Are you there, Biffo?
Buzz. Buzz has seeded the weekend. The best has stopped today. Yeah. Buzzing these socks off the lid. How are you?
I'm all right, thank you, Biff.
Nice one, CD. How's all the blizzards on the Kenzie Breakfast Show this morning?
Very well, thanks, Biff.
Laughing, I can't wait you to. This time next week, we'll be getting excited for the races, the Grand National.
Yeah.
Kid, I'm wearing a suit, you know. I'm going to be wearing a suit. Biffo the Cosmic Raven in a suit.
You're going to be wearing a suit?
Yeah,
what type?
A track suit. Kidder. Hey, that fog's terrible this morning, isn't it,
Kidder? Oh, it's awful, Biff. Awful.
Oh, terrible. I just about see me as he pop here this morning. Hey, Liz,
what?
Good news about the ostriches coming home as well. That's great news, isn't it?
That is great news that they're on the way home now.
I was starting to panic a little bit, you know what I mean? It was all starting to go off a little bit, dude. Yeah. And I was a bit worried what with Bush getting involved and all that.
Yeah.
That there might be a bit of hassle, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But before I forget, Liz, are you going to be a Destiny in Elite on Saturday night at Ellesmere Port, isn't it?
Ellesmere Port, Saturday night, I'm going to be there.
Oh, laughing. Well, I'm coming down, kid, and I'll see you at Destiny in Elite on Saturday night. Me and all the kidders are coming down. Can't wait.
Yeah, all right,
hey,
Biff.
Yeah, I was starting to get a little bit panicky, you know what I mean, kidder?
Yeah.
Because of Bush getting involved and all that kind of malarkey.
Yeah.
I just thought there could be another world war here. That's the last thing we need, isn't it?
That is the last thing we need, especially on a Monday, Thursday.
You know what, CD?
What?
You know what?
What?
You know, like if today, if there was ever another world war, God forbid there won't be, but if ever there was, kidder,
yeah.
Do you know where I'd hide?
Where would you hide?
I'd hide with Gareth Gates in Gareth Gates' house.
Why? Why would you hide there?
Well, he hasn't had a hit in years. See, they have a great weekend, Amanda. Before the Cosmic Blizzard, checking out, you Texans.
See you later, you Texans. 9:29. Good morning. It's Thursday, April 5. Misty and foggy soon clearing to give us a nice bright day.
KFC Breakfast Show. Radio City 96.7. The KFC Breakfast Show Podcast.
Right, our champion is back today, and our champion is Becky. Hello, Becky.
Hello.
Are you tired, Beck?
No, I've just got a sore throat.
You've got a sore throat? Where did you get that from?
I don't know.
You haven't been kissed any boys, have you?
No.
Oh, see how quick she answered that question. Are you sure?
Yeah.
Have you got a boyfriend?
No.
Are you I mean, I can turn everything off and just tell me off the radio when no one knows. You want to tell me a secret?
No.
Are you sure now?
Yeah.
What you got planned for the weekend, Beck?
I'm staying in my uncle Gordon's in Manchester.
Have you been to Manchester before?
Yeah.
Is it always raining when you go?
No.
All right. Who are you going there with? Just on your own?
No, with
my
twin.
With your twin?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I keep forgetting you're a twin. It's great being a twin, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well done, you. All right, Beck, you're playing against Bethany this morning. Hello, Bethany.
Hello.
How are you?
Fine.
Oh, Bethany, what did you have for your tea last night?
What?
What did you have for your tea?
Burgers and butties.
You had what?
Burgers and butties.
Burgers and butties?
Yeah.
Sounds delicious. Was it nice?
Yeah.
Who cooked that for you?
Where?
Who cooked that for you?
Mummy.
Who?
Mummy.
Your mum did, yeah?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, brilliant. Have you got any brothers or sisters, Beth?
Yeah.
What have you got?
A little brother, William, who's two.
Oh, do you love him to bits?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sure you do. Bethany, will you say hello to Becky?
Hello, Becky.
Hello, Beth.
Right, you two. Whoever gets the 3 points comes back on Monday. Bethany, if you think you know an answer, you've got to shout your name dead loud and dead quick, okay?
Okay.
And Becky, you know what to do. Are you both ready?
Yeah.
Let's play. Right, here we go. Question number one, you two, is on potluck. How many colours are there in a rainbow? Becky.
Seven.
Is the right answer.
That's right.
1 point to you, Beck. Next, did you know the answer to that, Bethany?
No.
No, never mind. The next one's on food. Do you like food, Bethany?
Yeah.
All right, here comes the food question. Edam, feta, Becky.
Cheese.
Yes.
She's good. The girl is good.
The question was, actually, someone texted me yesterday and said, thank God she's not on Battle of the Sexes, us fellas would have a chance.
I know, yeah.
Edam, feta and Parmesan types of what cheese, correct? 2 points to Becky, no points to Bethany. Next question's on television. What's your favourite television show, Beth?
Where?
What's your favourite television show?
You are!
What is your favourite television show or programme?
Backyardigans.
All right, okay. What about you, Beck?
Hannah Montana.
Okay. Here comes a television question for both of you. In which town would you find Sportacus?
Becky.
Go ahead.
Leisure Town.
Yes!
3-0. Well done, Beck. Commiserations, Bethany. Do you want to say hello to any of your friends?
Molly.
Anyone else?
It's a birthday today.
Oh, happy birthday. Anyone else?
No.
All right. Beth, what are you going to be doing at the weekend?
What?
What are you going to be doing at the weekend, Bethany?
We don't know.
Never mind. You have a great weekend then, Beth, and we'll speak again soon, hey?
Bye.
See you soon. Bye-bye.
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 Oh, how cute.
I know. Becky, well done, babe. It's day 12. You're going to be back on Monday. Do you want to say hello to anyone?
Yeah. Dan, Josh, Billy and Tom. The Grange Family School. My Uncle Gordon, my mum and my dad, and well done to Josh and his Liverpool child.
Oh, Becky, you have a great weekend and your uncle's in Manchester, and we'll talk to you on Monday.
Okay, bye.
See you, Beck. Bye.
New on the block.
Radio City 96.7. Download and get CD. The Kev Seed Podcast.
What else is going on in the news? Oh, yeah, scientists have invented a drug called Intrinza. This acts like a female Viagra and makes women feel in the mood.
Really?
Yeah, by injecting them with testosterone by means of a patch.
Isn't testosterone like what you guys have?
Yeah. Yeah, but you know, you'll get a bit, and then you'll be feeling as sexy as we do.
Yeah, you'll be just like us.
Yes, you'll be thinking about.
I have a mustache and a beard.
As opposed to what?
I set myself up for that one.
Yes, you did. Yeah, it also smells of chocolate. This thing too.
What does?
Stop it now. Right, got something which involves lawyers here. It's interesting, this is true, this is best lawyer story of the year, and this was published in this was published as a true story, first place winner in a recent criminal lawyers award contest. Okay, this is a lawyer who purchased a box of very rare and expensive cigars, and then he insured them against, among other things, fire. Right. Within a month, having smoked his entire stockpile of these great cigars, and without yet having made it even his first premium payment on the policy, this particular lawyer filed a claim against the insurance company. In his claim, the lawyer stated the cigars were lost in a series of small fires. The insurance company refused to pay, citing the obvious reason that the man had consumer cigars in the normal fashion. The lawyer sued and won.
What?
I know, but just bear with me on this. Delivering the ruling, the judge agreed with the insurance company that the claim was frivolous. The judge stated, nevertheless, that the lawyer held a policy from the company which it had warranted that the cigars were insurable and also guaranteed that it would insure them against fire, without defining what it considered to be unacceptable fire.
Yeah.
And was obligated to pay the claim. Rather than endure lengthy and costly appeal process, the insurance company accepted the ruling and paid £15,000 to the lawyer for his loss of the cigars lost in the fires.
Fair play to him.
Yeah, fair play to him. Stand by. Here's the best bit. After the lawyer cashed the cheque, the insurance company had him arrested on 24 counts of arson. With his insurance claim and testimony from the previous case being used as evidence against him, the lawyer was convicted of intentionally burning his insured property and was sentenced to 24 months in jail and fined £24,000.
Oh my God.
Oh dear.
Unbelievable, isn't it,
teaching?
That's a true story. It was a first place winner in a recent Criminal Lawyers Award contest. It happened in America, by the way.
Of course.
Shocked? No. So there we go. Interesting stuff.
Tune in to the Kev Seat Breakfast Show. Weekday mornings, 6 till 10 on Radio City 96.7.